Corey Umbrello started bowling when he was just 3 years old. He developed a love for the sport, and when he was old enough, got involved in both competitive and travel leagues. Now he's a senior at Vincennes University, where he plays on the varsity bowling team.
For me, it's just something really passionate, just something I'm really good at, and for most people, whatever you're good at, you pursue it. So it's just what I found I'm really good at, and I just love bowling.
Umbrello is from Massachusetts, and his decision to enroll at Vincennes was based on getting to play on the bowling team and learn the tools of the trade as a student in the university's bowling management program.
Bowling doesn't really get out to New England very much. From my standpoint, I wish it did.
The bowling management industry degree is unique to Vincennes.
It's a one-of-a-kind major.
The program started in the 1970s as more of a technical degree to teach students how to operate pin setters. Over the course of time, it developed, and the university added management, customer service, marketing, and budgeting to the curriculum. Much of that development can be credited to Gary Sparks, the director of recreational sports, varsity coach, and teacher of the program since 1989.
The kids could get business management programs and all that type of stuff anywhere, but they couldn't get the bowling section part of it. And that was what we really were able to give them here.
Enrollment grew throughout the early years of the program, and in the mid to late 90s, it really took off. The program even admitted a handful of international students, and class sizes peaked. Sparks created material for the program from seminars and clinics and used operation manuals as textbooks.
Our industry is a unique breed, to put it in that terms, that bowlers like to be around other bowlers. So that was always a big influence and a big impact of our program.
There have only ever been two of these programs in the country. The other one, which was in Buffalo, New York, ended about 8 years ago. And now Sparks' program at Vincennes is meeting the same fate. He says it's not a huge shock. All the excitement over big enrollment numbers was short-lived. The popularity of bowling started fading in the late 90s. Since 1989, the number of bowling alleys in the U.S. has dropped by 25%. And those that have survived aren't necessarily just bowling alleys anymore. Ones like the Woodland Bowling Center in Indianapolis are typical. There's an arcade, laser tag, and mini golf.
A lot of the new structures and facilities that are being built more from a recreational side as opposed to the sports side of bowling.
So to outsiders, a degree in bowling management isn't critical, but Sparks wouldn't agree with that.
It's probably not going to be a big impact right now, but I could say, 5 years down the road, 6 years down the road, get to that point, it's going to become a struggle probably for, centers to find some people, not necessarily that know business and customer service, but the bowling aspect of it. That's a big difference.
Prior to axing the program this year, Vincennes struggled to get enrollment numbers into the double digits. Umbrello was one of the last to graduate with a bowling management degree.
Not knowing then that I was one of the last ones to graduate through it now. Looking back, I'm just really lucky to be a part of it.
The focus at Vincennes now is the varsity bowling team. It's highly decorated with 19 NJCAA national championships, 3 in the last 5 years alone. Sparks says even with the degree program gone, students from all over come to be part of the team.
Because that's how you're going to start. You're not going to start an activity like this from the sports side. It's going to start as a fun recreation part of it. And then those people, those given individuals, are the ones that are going to say, okay, I like this. I want to get better at it. I want to do it at a higher level. That's the ones that we have to kind of track down and look at and find and then convince them to get into the higher levels.
Sparks says he hopes the industry as a whole can get back to a focus on developing the sport side of bowling by creating new avenues where players of all kinds can pursue the game beyond recreation. For State Impact Indiana, I'm Lindsay Wright.